Senate Bill 863. Thanks everybody for being here on short notice. And I would like to have our committee staff, Judith, who prepared the amendments, just take a moment and explain them, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The conference committee report that's now printed asks that the Ahn-Gross version of the bill, it's respectfully requesting that the House recede from the House amendments, which I provided the actual House amendment dated June 28th, and that the introduced bill be repassed. I've also put there at your seat a copy of the original bill, the effect of which section it's reinstituting sections 1 and 2 that both deal with marginal use lands. Section 1 deals with the statutory reference. Section 2 deals with the Oregon session law, again, with respect to marginal use lands. And then the third section, which still remains and has always remained, is the non-marginal lands. And I'll just read briefly the language that we're instituting, inserting in all three sections now, if you were to agree to this conference committee report. And that would say, and this is with respect to replacement dwellings on exclusive farm use, in exclusive farm use zones, the language would read that replacements will be allowed in the case for which the applicant has requested a deferred replacement permit, and the dwelling is removed or demolished within 3 months after the deferred replacement permit is issued. A deferred replacement permit allows the construction of a replacement dwelling at any time. So, in other words, there's no limit on the time limit on when that dwelling can be replaced. If, however, the established dwelling is not removed or demolished within 3 months after the deferred replacement permit is issued, the permit becomes void. The replacement dwelling must comply with applicable building codes, plumbing codes, sanitation codes, and other requirements relating to health and safety or to siting at the time of construction. And finally, a deferred replacement permit may not be transferred by sale or otherwise except by the applicant to a spouse or child. And so now this would essentially, if you agree with the conference committee report, it would apply statewide, that language.
Okay. So thank you very much, Judith. So the chair would move that we rescind the House amendments dated June 28th and that the bill be repassed as it was introduced. Discussion. Representative Garrard.
Thank you, Senator Ringo. I just wanted to state for the record my displeasure at recent decisions made by the Washington County Farm Bureau, and that was partially some of the reasons why this bill was amended in the House committee. But I will support the bill because this is a good bill for many farmers in Oregon and in my district, and that supersedes any other thoughts in that regard. So you have my support, Senator. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Garrard. Any other discussion?
Mr. Chair, I have to state a possible conflict of interest since I own farmland, but I think it is good policy, and I think good policy should be instituted statewide and not prescriptive. So I'm highly in support of reinstating the original bill and removing the amendments.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any other discussion? Okay. We are in work session. Katie, could you call the roll?
Representative
Ackerman? Aye.
Representative Gerard?
Aye.
Representative
Pitt?
Aye.
Senator
Pisonsky?
Aye.
Senator Scower?
Aye.
Chair Ringo?
Aye. And the motion passes, and that was an introduction to bill be repassed. I don't think we need another motion, do we?
No, that's accepting the conference committee report, which you've just done by motion,
yeah.
So
okay.
We just need carriers then. Too.
Okay. And who would like to carry it? Representative Gerard, do you want to carry on the House side?
Representative Pitt?
Go ahead. If you.
Okay, and I'll carry it on the Senate side, and this is adjourned.
And we can just sign.
And so we need to sign.